Welcome to the Crappier Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's happening? Man, that's cool. Wow. Now you're skipping over there. Are you doing all right? Is this like the remix? DJ Jazzy Josh? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's happening? And Wells is with us from parts unknown.
Oh, my God.
This spot, man. From the comfort of my own house. Up in Richmond. Hello. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. Hanging in there. It's a Monday.
And I hate this fucking bot. I hate it. Every time I hit turn it down, it just started playing the music again. That is a bad design. It should just turn the volume down on what it's currently playing and not start the bot over. Anyways, I'm Josh. That's Jeff. That's Wells.
Hey, what's up?
Enough bitching out of me. How are you, gents?
Enough? Like that's it? Like no more from you for tonight?
Yep.
Because I have a hard time believing that's the only complaint we're gonna get out of you.
Probably not.
Put a timer up on the clock. Put a timer up. Let's see how long Josh can make without complaining again. There we go. He's out.
What have you been doing beer wise?
Specifically, I mean, canning it.
Yeah.
Does that count?
I guess it counts. Yeah.
Yeah,
you mentioned over text that you had a big canning day today. That sounded fun.
Oh, yeah. Just a couple flagship beers that, we have to put in cans, and we're going to be canning. So I'm sitting here drinking just like, some Master Shredder at the moment that we put in cans just, about 3 hours ago? So, nice. Pretty cool. Pretty nice.
So you're all into that, like, aged beer then, I guess, huh?
3 hours. Oh yeah. I got a really, so I finally got keys to the production facility, and then I got a text from my boss a couple Saturdays ago that's like, hey, if you're in the neighborhood, you should swing through and like try this. We've got an Oktoberfest that's getting ready to come out. It's like, you should try it off the Bright Tank. It's tasting really good. So I swung through and I swung through and tried it directly off the Bright Tank, and now I'm just like counting down the days until it releases because I'm gonna drink a lot of it. It's delicious. So
yeah, we're at that weird point in Charlotte where it isn't quite as stupid hot as it has been.
Right,
humidity's gonna drop, and like over the weekend, all of the Oktoberfest beers popped up on the shelves and. I was like, all right, here we go. It's time. Let's pretend it's fall.
Yeah.
Please.
And then we'll get to October and it will get hot again.
Oh yeah, it'll be 98 degrees, yeah. In the last week of September. But
Jeff, you done anything beer wise since we last recorded?
No. I really just need to I need to take like a couple days off and go do some beer stuff just for something different.
Yeah.
But my normal Thursday nights at The Buzz, not sponsored by. But,
this show not brought to you by The Buzz.
But, my jam. Man, he had last year's bourbon barrel aged up all night on tap. Oh, so good. So good.
Mm. That sounds good.
Good times.
It does sound good.
Josh, have you done anything?
Of course not.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. Of course not. No. And here's the shitty part. I'm off Friday, so I could go do beer things. But I have to do work after hours, so I can't really do anything. You know what I mean? I got to be in a sober state of mind.
Yep. It's not that. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, well, I guess I'm taking Friday off for no fucking reason whatsoever, play video games.
You'll sit on the couch and play your Steam Deck or.
Yeah. No, I actually got this new monitor. It's an OLED monitor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Very nice.
God.
Is that good?
So good. Yes,
it's quite
they're beautiful.
Yeah,
they are insanely beautiful. Like it's like if you remember what a plasma TV looked like from back in the day,
right? But back in the day, going to a plasma was a big change.
Yes,
and then the LED stuff really was the next big jump, and then OLED definitely is it's something special.
Yeah, it is. It's that nice curve too, the 800R, so aggressively curved. And
was that the one Costco had this weekend?
No, I looked at it and I went LG instead because I know LG makes some really good panels. So
yeah, my boss today was all excited about his 49-inch curved monitor. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, this is 34.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's big.
He's like, I almost got the 57. I'm like, okay, shut up.
What? My dick is this big.
That's right.
All right. So
a monitor this big to see it.
Into the news. Our favorite brewery ever, BrewDog. We love talking about them, don't we?
We give them way too much. They live rent-free in my brain for some reason.
Yeah.
Screw these guys. What are they doing now?
One of the co-founders has left.
Oh no.
Anyway.
Yeah, so Martin Dickey has left BrewDog. I wonder why.
Why?
I don't know.
Was he the one
that
got in trouble for the sexual harassment?
No, that was
James, right?
James, I can't remember.
All right, it's fine. One of them was in trouble for that.
Yeah, one of them's a dirtbag. The whole company is a dirtbag, though. When you're a dirtbag company, you have dirtbag people.
Talked like an episode or two ago about how they were shutting down a bunch of their sites.
Yes.
Is that related, do you think?
No, I honestly just think this really boils down to, because it kind of ties into the other story that goes along with this, BrewDog's not doing good right now. They're shutting down a bunch of pubs, and in retaliation, a bunch of pubs that had their stuff on are taking their beers off. Over 2,000 pubs in the UK have said, that's enough of you.
So I know we're jumping ahead of the other article. What's the impetus for all of these brew pubs yanking their beer?
I mean, basically, it's the same reason as, well, not the same reason, but the reason you would think. You close your pubs, your own pubs, and you get rid of these people that are there, you're affecting livelihoods, right? And True. So in retaliation, these places are like, fuck this.
Also, so that makes a lot of sense. And I could also see a response of, if you're closing down your brew pubs, you're going to try and push all your beer on us and we don't want it.
Yeah, that too. That could be it too. But I mean, Wells, this has just been a whole fucking mess with BrewDog lately. What are your thoughts?
Oh, you hate it when bad things happen to good people.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm not the least bit upset over this at all. You hate that, you know, they're closing pubs, you know, for, you know, the sake of their employees, you know, that does translate to jobs lost, everything. But like, I don't know. I just wish this whole company would just go the fuck away. I don't care if James Watt has stepped away or if Martin, like, I didn't even know who the hell Martin Dickey was until this article. So like, apparently this guy's had, like, already kind of stepped away for a little while. And is smartly going into a medicinal cannabis instead of beer. So, you know,
that weed,
Martin. I know, right?
But I can't wait for, you know, punk THC.
Ooh.
Copyright 2025 Crap Beercast. You can't use that term anymore. You will not create a strain called punk THC. Yeah, this just always to me felt like,
does he just not have a punchable face?
Oh yeah. This just always to me felt like the brewery that somehow succeeded in spite of themselves. Like, I've never heard anybody raving about their beer. So why did they have the success they did? I don't know.
It was forced success. You know, like I've talked about, the fact that they were in every little market that was around, you know, the flat that we were staying at when we were in the UK. It felt like forced success to me.
Almost like a Tide House without it being a Tide House. You know, they're not,
right.
They're not owned by BrewDog, but they, like, who else, what other options do they have? They probably undercut anybody from outside of the area. So
yeah. Cause I mean, they weren't in. So like literally there's four pubs on the four corners, no BrewDog beer in sight, but you went to the Sainsbury's, which was the grocery store. It was nothing but BrewDog.
Interesting.
Oh, well. Yeah. And then, oh, go ahead.
I mean, and we'll keep talking about BrewDog in the show, no doubt. As much as I love, like, not talking about BrewDog, if something bad is happening to them, oh boy, I will absolutely cover it.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, they're already predicting more loss even before 2,000 brew pubs cutting them out. They were already predicting their numbers to be lower this year, and this is just going to keep piling on.
Yeah, part of me wonders, you know, we've talked over the years about craft beer growing up. And part of me wonders if people just got tired of BrewDog shtick. You know, like, oh, we're punk. Oh, we're edgy. Oh, we're doing all this stuff. And then they go back on it. They do some stuff. They go back on, like, you know, the golden Willy Wonka can that wasn't really gold. You're like, just the number of times that they were acting like immature business owners, even though they had all of the success. I mean, it's a, you know, to a degree, it's a real shame. But, you know, like Will said, you know, couldn't have happened to worser guys.
Right.
Very,
any more thoughts on BrewDog before we move on?
Yeah, BrewDog's that weird one where it's like we talk about him a lot and I wish we didn't, but also, you know, there's a little Schadenfreude there, so
yeah, fuck those guys.
There you go.
All right, Wells, what's going on with Coastal Carolina?
More importantly, why are we talking about Bud Light?
Well, it's not necessarily that this is Coastal Carolina specific or even Bud Light specific, but surely you've seen different beers, like commemorative beers, show up. Like, I mean, Bud Light does a ton of this for, like, I remember
Carolina,
like,
Panthers,
football season.
NFL season,
yeah, Carolina Panthers, NFL, exactly. But yep. So here it is. It's an article about them doing a beer label for Coastal Carolina, and I'm like, okay, what is it that makes me care about them? Like, I couldn't even tell you where Coastal Carolina is based out of. I think Wilmington, maybe. But anyway.
No, they're Myrtle Beach area, I believe.
Okay, cool. See, today I'm...
Today I learned.
Apparently, yeah, today I'm learning a lot about Coastal Carolina, apparently. But it's about their, like, what's to benefit the school. And it's licensing deals. If they're using that color scheme, if they're using the logo... then the company, like in this case, Bud Light, has to pay, licensing fees on that. So this is, not just, you know, letting people support their local college, local sports team, whatever, but it's putting money in that organization's pocket through licensing. And honestly, I just don't think about it though. And it makes complete sense. I'm like, oh yeah, like, of course the school is getting paid for use of its intellectual property, but like,
right. I mean, you always kind of assume that Bud Light's doing this, you know, like, again, NFL season rolls around and it's just nothing but case stacks and case stacks and case stacks of, you know, Carolina Panther Bud Light that I just walk past and like, there's, I'm not buying this for, you know.
Yeah. For obvious reasons.
Yeah. But, you know, like, obviously they can't use that logo for free and they're obviously going to probably have some maybe sales uptick for that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think of Coastal Carolina as a football school. I do know them from college basketball because they always seem to be in the tournament as one of those 14, 15, 16 seeds.
Right.
But, you know, from a football standpoint, I don't think about them. But to Wells's point, I guess that's something you just never really think about, is that there's a reason why these schools specifically do this, is of that licensing money and
money, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, I could have sworn this website was my horny news, and I'm like, well,
I thought the same thing.
I'm like, well, Wells put that one in, so that tracks.
My horny news. Wells
is a firm supporter of myhornynews.com.
I mean, it makes sense that it makes sense that Myrtle Beach would be in Horny County. Okay, it's Horry, H-O-R-R-Y, but still. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought the same exact thing. Is at a quick glance, I'm like, Well, where are we going with this story? This is going to be interesting.
I'm not sure what a Chanticleer is, and right now I'm afraid to find out.
So anyway, back to the story at least. There are 28 teams in college football that are being featured on these limited edition Bud Light cans. There was a similar campaign in 2024 with two teams featured. So I guess congrats to Coastal Carolina for making the cut.
Yeah, they expanded. It kind of looks like, at least, I know I don't have the list up anymore, Jeff. I don't know if you looked at it, but it looks like it's kind of based off a conference for the most part. Because there was a lot of Big 12 teams in there. There's a couple of SEC teams in there. So they probably just went to each conference and said, who wants money? And some of the schools were like, money, please. And some of them were like, we don't need it.
I like money.
Right. Like the SEC, yeah. Oklahoma was, and Arkansas were like the only two. And
I'm not recognizing any like ACC teams. So that's clearly got to be, I'm so far removed from college sports these days. So, especially with all the conferences shifting around, and I just have not caught it.
I was going to say, I did wonder, I was trying to look it up. I did wonder if Coastal Carolina might have slid
They're
into
part of
the
ACC. Big Ten now.
I would say, did they maybe slide into the ACC? And I just didn't know.
The 83 teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah. or the five teams in the Big 12. Because, you know, it all makes sense.
Right.
All right. Last but not least, let's talk about the Lonely Brewery that's in University City here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, Jeff, I'm going to ask you first, because you live the furthest out from all of us. Now, obviously, Wells now is different, but when Wells was in town, did you ever make it out of the university part of town?
I'm in the IKEA up there.
Yes.
Okay, so I've been to the IKEA, and I've been a little bit around there, but I don't spend time up there just because there's, I mean, what does the university have that I can't get closer?
Okay. Well, when you were in town, did you ever go up to that part of town?
I've been to Armored Cal twice ever.
Okay.
And even being like 10 minutes away from University City, I'm not going up there. So, yeah.
And I was going to say, Funny enough, my wife, that's where she used to live when we first started dating. So probably out of the three of us, I am the one that spent the most time in that part of town because, you know, she used to live up there.
Yeah, and then you moved into this house and never left again.
Yeah, exactly. Because our like second date was at World of Beer. Maybe it was third date, but World of Beer that's up there. Because, you know, I was even back then into beer. So I was like, oh, I got to go to the World of Beer. Let's go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't been back since. I mean,
Yeah, and I used to go up to Flying Saucer like once a week for years.
Or Flying Saucer, World of Beer. Flying Saucer, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but Flying Saucer was like the OG beer spot. Like, that was the best beer bar in Charlotte, like at the time that I was going. So
nice.
Very true. So, anyway.
All right. So, all of that preamble.
Yes. To the point of Wells has been to the lone brewery that's in that part of town. And that is kind of what the whole point of this article is that there's one brewery in that whole part of the sub part of Charlotte.
Okay.
Which is kind of fascinating when you think about it, because there's a lot of people up there in that area.
So the subheader here is University City has people, money, access, and growth. Why does it only have one brewery? And I feel like they already answered their own question.
Okay.
Growth.
Okay.
In you know, in the old days, I think we would sit here and wax poetic about how, you know, a brewery getting into a place where there's a lot of growth is fantastic. But anymore, it's almost a death sentence for a brewery.
Okay.
So I'll pick on your neighborhood here, Josh.
Yes, please.
Somebody wants to, you know, start a brewery around here, like they're quickly gonna get it priced out because everything costs more money.
Yep.
Everything's getting gentrified. Everything's getting torn down and rebuilt. And very quickly, they're not going to be able to support, you know, the business.
Yeah.
So I could see why, you know, even with there being a lot of people up there, it isn't maybe necessarily a big sell. Also, it's university area, which, you know, so you've got a lot of college students. but UNCC can be a drive in from home, stay at home with mom and dad kind of place.
Yep.
And then a little northeast of that is kind of NASCAR Central.
Yep.
And NASCAR Central isn't necessarily super into craft. Right. So, I mean, there's a couple different reasons there, but it is kind of surprising that, you know, nobody else has, I mean, they've got a melting pot up there.
Yeah.
You know, which isn't, and an IKEA for that matter, you know, like you would think somebody would put something in up there. I don't know.
The article made a really good point of like university isn't designed. It's not very walkable. It's very drivable. Like this was part of the 60s, 70s kind of let's build a suburb kind of thing. And so like walkability isn't really a thing, even though they're working on making it a little bit more pedestrian friendly up there. But when I think of where breweries are setting up, at least in the regular and the rest of town, it's in industrial areas, you know, so they're looking for cheap real estate, oftentimes like overlooked parts of town. And there aren't those industrial buildings up in University City. You know, you could set up a brewery in like a strip mall, I guess, because there are tons of strip malls and kind of like traditional more retail focused places, but real estate is a concern. They're talking about $21 per square feet or square foot for your average rent up there, so it's not as cheap as it is in other parts of town. So, you know, breweries, it's a big financial undertaking that, you know, typically goes into cheaper locations. And so that's going to keep, you know, too many breweries from popping up there. But it does kind of boggle my mind that they have such a population base up there that just has like one brewery. Like, I don't think the rents up there are as high as other parts of Charlotte. I mean, Ballantyne has Old Mecklenburg Brewery now, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I was about to say, yeah, Ballantyne doesn't have a brewery. Wait, no, they do. Me not living in Charlotte, I kind of forgot. But yeah, University City has, I'm on the Wikipedia, has an estimated population of more than 160,000 people. Yeah, so yeah, why is there only one brewery up there? Yeah, that's Wiki.
So but also I want to say that now, well, and I would say especially now that the light rail goes all the way up to University.
Yeah.
It's, you know, do I need a brewery right here in my backyard when I can hop on the train and run 10, 15 minutes and
be at all the breweries? Yeah, like I'm at Divine, I'm at
Noda.
Yep.
All of those. Yeah.
Yep. Well, and the other point that this article does make, which, you know, I guess kind of goes a little bit with what both of you were saying, is number one, a lot of that population that is there is underage because they're attending college or they're post-grads, and they don't have the luxury of being able to spend $7 to $10 on a pint of beer.
Yep.
They want the cheap shit.
Yeah.
Because they're still broke.
That's fair.
And it is, you know, to all your point, it is crazy to think of a population that big not having another brewery. But then at the same time, like Jeff just said, now that the light rail's there, why would anybody else even bother putting one up there? If you're not going to have the foot traffic to begin with, and it's a 15-minute ride into town, why not just do that?
I got to imagine it is super scary for any brewery to expand right now. Right.
Oh, down. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For so many reasons between, you know, sales are have been lagging for a little bit. Rent doesn't sound like it's ever going to normalize. It's just... you'd have to find you would really have to find some kind of a sweetheart deal to get somebody to open a new location in a place where there is a lot of growth.
Yeah,
that sucks.
It does. Well, is any other thoughts on Armored Cow being the lone wolf up in University area?
I mean, just that I'm surprised. Honestly, like if I'm again on Wikipedia, if you broke apart University City from the rest of Charlotte, it would be the seventh largest city in North Carolina. One brewery.
That's like, crazy.
That just blows my mind, but I can definitely, I mean, to Jeff's point. Yeah. And to Jeff's point, I'd be very hesitant to open a new brewery right now or expand. So
yep.
That makes
sense. Here in Charlotte proper with, you know, 3 quadrillion apartments and lots of easy foot traffic, train traffic, Uber traffic, and it's all young urban professionals.
Yep.
Who are willing to spend $7 to $8 for a pint.
Yep.
It makes more sense to have a spot down here.
Yeah.
Even if you're white noise, you're probably still going to do better.
Yeah. You're white noise in a sea of white noise. So yeah. Somebody's going to stumble in.
Does it say anything in this article about how well Armored Cow's tap room does? I mean, that's probably hard to quantify or even put in perspective, but I'm just wondering, like, yes, they're the only one. Are they bursting at the seams because they're the only one, or would they look like the average Charlotte tap room on a regular day?
It does not say.
I mean, Wells, you've been there. What was it like when you were there? Because I have never been there, Jeff. I would assume you haven't either. So did it ever seem busy?
First time I went, it was like not too long after they opened, and yeah, it was pretty busy. And then the second time, I was up there for like some special event, and that was like super busy. But again, special event. It's like some dog adoption kind of thing. So
okay,
I don't know how.
Yeah, that's okay.
Exactly.
There is that supply and demand thing. And I wonder if some of the reason that you don't see more, like, it's easy to look at this data point and say, oh, there's this crazy thing going on and they're the only one. Like, well, but maybe, you know, if the clientele isn't enough to support a second brewery in the area, then why have another one?
Yeah. 100%.
Because again, it's not, I mean, we're respectfully, you know, UNCC is transient. That's the word I was looking for. You know, Indiana State was the same way. A lot of the kids that went to Indiana State would go drive home on the weekends. I know a lot of like the local kids that went to school with my kids that went to UNCC and they still live at home because, I mean, why not? It's a 30 to 40 minute drive and so they're not carrying around the cash right now.
Yeah.
To drop on that, like you might see at, you know, a UNC Chapel Hill, Kansas, you know, University of Kansas, you know, the bigger schools, you know, where there's a lot more.
Yeah. When you live there, you live on campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little different.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, are we ready for our break?
Yep. I got to at least switch out of beer.
All right. Well, we'll be back in 30. And we're back. It's time for Buy No Buy. Jeff, how does that work?
Hey, so at least for Josh and I, we're having beer. I mean, I know Wells is having beer, but Josh and I are sharing beer. Wells is being selfish.
Yes.
Yes.
I noticed he didn't send us any just canned it 3 hours ago beer.
Right.
Huh. A jerk.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of like left work and drove all the way
to
Charlotte to drop this off. Next
okay,
time.
Yeah. So, all right. Now you know.
Problem solved.
Anyways, how does Buy No Buy work?
So Josh and I are sharing beer. We're drinking beer, and we're going to talk about whether we would buy it with our hard-earned money or if we would not buy it. In a minute, we'll talk about what our favorite one is. We'll call that I Tap That. We'll let Wells play along from home because we're good people like that. So up first.
Yeah, what's our first beer up?
You're going to have a fun time with the sheet, Josh, because we forgot to edit this ahead of time.
Oh boy.
I never added any stuff in for you. So up first is this year's Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest Fest beer. Every year, I think they do like a different German brewery that they collaborate with and make a fest beer. Some years it's very good. Some years it's extremely good. This is, in my mind, extremely good. I really, really like this. Bought a 12-pack. No regrets whatsoever. it is clean. It is crispy. I love so much about this beer. It's a huge buy for me. Josh.
Yeah, I mean, this is delicious. And you're right. Like, sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not. They're not terrible. Yeah. I should say they're terrible.
Fine.
Yeah.
Right? That's for Justin.
Yeah.
They're either really great or they're fine.
Yeah. They're just fine. But this is really, really damn good. Absolutely, I will buy this beer.
Look, it's even on their worst days, they're better than what the current iteration of my formerly favorite Fest beer was.
I haven't had it in that long.
I won't go.
Oh, you refuse? Okay.
Until somebody gives me another one,
okay.
I'm not trying it again.
Fair enough.
It's gross.
I like it. I like that. I like that. All right, what's our next beer up?
Next beer up, this one wasn't sent to us by Wells, but this is from the Vale. This is called I Don't Want to Be You.
Hey,
Wells, any commentary about that?
What, it's zero IBU beer? I packaged it.
Yes, you did.
I really like that one. I brought home a 4-pack of short fills. So, yeah,
hazy like IPA with Citra and Mosaic, and I gotta agree. Like, as far as hazies go, this one is. It doesn't feel as heavy. It tastes solid. I you know, Citra and Simcoe. You know, it's kind of hard to mess that up sometimes. But yeah, no, this is good. My general hazy IPA, you know, qualifier. I don't know how I would feel after drinking a whole can of it. I enjoy this sample. I would get it as a flight, but I'm not buying a 4-pack of it. You know,
you're the worst.
You know, I'm not gonna.
One of these days, man. One of these days, I'm gonna get you.
It does happen.
I really like a little bit of it, but you know, I suck.
I drink half the can, but I wouldn't buy it. No, this is a course. Come on.
It's good.
I looked at the can date and realized that I am drinking a piece of Wells.
Oh God.
Is that what that lingering
aftertaste
is?
Yeah.
No, I wash my hands, but I also wear gloves, so you're not tasting any of me. Thank you very much.
Well, we're not tasting anything from your hands.
Right. You're not in a full face mask.
Go away.
You're not in a hazmat suit. But no, absolutely.
Your block wasn't up, apparently.
Absolutely, all bad this beer. It's tremendous. Final beer up.
Final beer up. Also from the Vale, this is Needy Cubed. How do you refer to these when they have the, I think that's a 3.
I mean, yeah, I just call it Needy because we don't have Needy second or Needy one.
Ah, no Needy square. We have Needy 3. So typically when you see that, those are the triple dry hopped, right?
Yeah.
This is a triple dry hopped hazy IPA. The font on these, 6%. Triple dry hopped, Citra, Galaxy, and Motueka. The fruits on this are in the nose are fantastic. Again,
still not going to buy it.
I'm not going to buy it, but I actually like this one a little more than the last one. It tastes great. I just, again, in everybody's physiology is different. I get through a can of hazy IPA and I just want to go like lay down in a corner and take a nap. Not because of the alcohol. It's just like, it feels so heavy in me. I don't like it.
Fair enough.
That's true.
Josh?
Of course. Come on. Or why are we even asking? We know.
Because that's how we do it. We
yes,
ask,
I know. I know. I know. Of course I'm
going to any other buy comments this about this beer?
That no. So I'm still working on the other one because you double poured this one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I remember them both. And it's nice when I can see their stuff. Like I know now, you know, with Wells working there, what is getting canned. And I'm like, some of this stuff, I'm like, holy shit. I hope I can actually get this here in this market. Cause some of it, I probably won't. Like there's a new Bugatti coming and I would love to try it.
Purple Bugatti is freaking. Nah, purple Bugatti. Purple. It is fucking great.
Yeah. And I'd love to be able to try it.
It is a It is a big boy too, like 11%.
Don't know that we'll see that here in this market, but
I'll keep my eyes out. Yeah, I mean, my guy, he gets the veil too. So
yeah, let me know.
Yeah,
but yeah, absolutely, I'm going to buy this. Wells, before we do, I tap that. What have you been drinking?
Well, I started off with some Master Shredder that we canned today, so it's a few hours old. It's so good. And then I switched to a beer that's coming out this week called Supernatural Creature. It's a nice little hazy double IPA, clocking in at 8%. I enjoy the hell out of this. So be sure to look for that one. And also, Josh, if you're looking for hazy Vale IPAs, Red Ferrari should be coming out soon. You should check that one out.
Okay, cool.
It's like a differently hopped white Ferrari. It's great. So that's all for me.
Maybe I haven't had
one. Right on. Jeff, it's time for I tap that.
Yeah.
Explained how it works.
Yeah. What's our favorite beer? I feel like the Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest is absolutely stellar and at a crazy good price point.
Hold on. Let me guess. 17 for 12 pack.
It was on sale. I think it was less than that. I think it was like 15.
Okay.
For the sake of argument, I mean, of course they're 12 ounce cans. So those, smaller than pints.
Yeah.
But like, going back to the conversation we were having 2 weeks ago about, the $30 four pack of pint cans and hear me out, 2 12 packs of this Oktoberfest beer.
Oh, totally.
I mean, it's a no brainer.
I get it.
But also when it starts turning cool, I get really into the Crispy Boys and then I burn out on them super hard. So it's good to have some variety in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Josh,
two
veils are you going after?
Believe it or not, I'm going to go with the Sierra Nevada as well.
Hot damn!
Yeah, it's that good.
It is that good.
Like,
it's so good.
Yeah.
You're going to get something.
Uh huh. Yep. Yeah, I'll be like, I hate going over that Harris Cedar, but man, I don't care. I will go.
You're picking up boxed beer, right? So it's not like it much matters, but.
I just hate it because the traffic over there is a nightmare and a half.
But also, it's just it's such a utility beer. It goes with everything.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, we are literally a weekend away from college football starting.
Oh.
And supposedly the weather's going to be getting cooler. So
the humidity's dropping the rest of the week.
So football and an Oktoberfest beer, let's fucking go, baby.
Yep.
I'm in.
Yes.
All right, Jeff, we're at the end of the show. Where are we at?
Come check us out on the interwebs. Go to craftbeercast.com. Find links to our old episodes. Our Patreon, if you want to support us that way, or you could tell somebody about us. I had that happen the other day. A friend of mine was traveling either for work or for fun. Obviously, one of the two. Was at Oma Gang talking to the people at the bar and text me and was like, hey, what's the name of your podcast? I'm like, oh shit. We're getting name dropped at Oma Gang. That's pretty cool.
I'll take it.
So, if you're a patron or one of the staff at Oma Gang, thank you for listening. Hit us up. Contact at craftbeercast.com on the emails or Twitter at CBcast, but I mean, we really don't pay attention to that.
I would say I haven't logged into Twitter since I reported and added my PC. So if there is anything on there, I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm not even pulling it.
Yeah, again, email always works. Contact at craftbeercast.com. Appreciate y'all listening. Josh, anything for you?
Well, actually, we'll kick it over to Wells first.
Anything for you?
Hey, you can find me at all the Wells, all one word, on Instagram. That's it for me. Josh, where are you?
Besides right here, you can rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody. You've been listening to us for over 600 episodes now, because this is episode 601, which is insane to think. Don't forget about our subreddit, /r/craftbeercast. Sorry, gents, I forgot to put the not real article, but the beer tap thing, and I think we can slide that into episode 2, because I do want to talk about that. But if you ever want to post any articles up there for us, we will give you some updates, and most of the time we will discuss them on the show. But other than that, we will talk to you all next Thursday.